Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi-Furnham. I'm a history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus. The Craven Act to set fire in Bridgetown. The threat of fire in Bridgetown, as discovered on this day, April 7th in the year 1832, was reported in the Barbadian. The editorial piece revealed that evidence of fire was found in the stores of Messrs. E.B. and J. Haley, provision merchants. According to the report, this quote-unquote diabolical attempt was assessed as an act of arson, where burning shavings had allegedly been thrown through the unshuttered iron bars of the windows. Luckily, a quantity of rice had fallen on the shavings, extinguishing the fire. Tragedy avoided. However, from earliest times, the historical record has revealed Bridgetown's battle with fire, which in many instances laid the capital bare. Over the centuries, the settlement at Bridgetown was persistently ravaged by fire. Historian the late Warren Alleen writes that the first major fire occurred in February 1659, razing over 200 dwelling and storehouses to the ground. The second recorded major fire broke out in April 1688, originating in a merchant house, where 170 barrels of gunpowder stored there blew up, spreading the fire across the town. This destruction saw about 800 houses destroyed, which at the time represented approximately 80% of the town. Some very valuable public records were also lost during this conflagration, leaving a deficit in the knowledge of early events related to the laws, regulations, and other important information about the early settlement. January 1673 would see fire on New England Row, today better known to us as Broad Street, destroying nearly 40 houses and a substantial quantity of the town's food supply, along with some damage to the bridge. It would be 80 years before fire would strike Bridgetown again, but in 1756, starting at Joseph Blackman's storehouse in Canary Street, now St. George Street, located on the south side of the Mutual Building, destruction would touch many homes. Fire would erupt again in 1758 on Robert Street. Then, 1766, there would be two fires that year. The first in May, starting at High Street, was referred to as the Great Holocaust. The second would strike in late December at Lee's Alley, now Rickett Street. These destructive episodes would take many years for Bridgetown to recover, as many burnt areas remained undeveloped. It would take legislation appointing commissioners over time to create a plan for the rebuilding of the town, resulting in the closing of some alleys, widening and extension of others, and the addition of some new streets. The legislation also enacted that new building materials be used in construction, introducing the use of stone and brick, along with roofs of copper, slate, tile, sawed stone, or block tin only. However, these new measures did not bring an end to the fires of Bridgetown, which would continue throughout the 18 and 1900s. While the origins of some fires were accidental, others were due to the careless storage of explosives and inattention related to the wide use of candles, which often caught curtains and beds alight. And in this instance, under discussion, arson was believed to be responsible. Whatever the cause, fire was the bane of Bridgetown. Therefore, on this day, April 7th in the year 1832, the Barbadian reported that another possible major fire event was averted in the capital town. Nonetheless, the governor pursued an outcome and would later offer an award of £500 for any information that would lead to bringing the perpetrator or perpetrators to justice.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.